They're checking in.
Pulling up to the residence halls on the Drury University campus, drivers are greeted by several people dressed in blue t-shirts and smiles. These helpers direct newcomers while unloading cars and moving items inside. Mike Brothers is Drury's Director of Media Relations.
Today is move-in day, so we have students and their parents coming up with all of their things, one's whole life packed into a car, and we have a whole crew of upperclassmen, staff, administrators, all ready to help and grab everything out of the car, take it inside, all hands on deck.
That includes Drury University President David Manuel, who is loading boxes onto a dolly. He says the move-in is the first step of a full weekend of activities to prepare roughly 400 new students for their new college life.
It's not just getting your stuff out of a car and into a room and beginning to put it up and, you know, with your new roommate. It's also immediately becoming a part of the community in a different way.
Parents have orientation activities throughout the day before a closing reception dinner Friday evening. Manuel reminds parents that they are not out of their students' lives because they are away at college. He reminds parents they are just taking on a new role along with the university as these young adults begin crafting the rest of their lives.
But I'm excited for her. It's a new step in her life.
That's Lisa Collins of Stratford speaking about her daughter, Hannah. Both say the move-in has been a smooth process, but the separation is bittersweet. As the two work to find room for all of her things, Lisa said it would have helped to measure her belongings ahead of time.
Start packing earlier, not the week of.
Hannah Collins will be studying early childhood education and says she's excited to get started. Her roommate is actually a longtime friend that she has known since second grade. Down the hallway, Madison Fries is unpacking. The Walnut Grove resident will be taking part in Drury's pre-dental program studying biochemistry and is a member of the softball team.
It's kind of overwhelming, I guess. I'm really nervous. I'm nervous for classes. I'm not nervous about the people.
Her mother, Melissa, says it's been a bit emotional today.
She's an only child, but I'm excited.
Both sets of parents I talked with will be heading back home tonight after the day's festivities and are glad they live close. Melissa Fries had this advice for parents.
Love them while they're at home and be excited for them when they move out.
The rest of the weekend at Drury will offer students icebreaker activities, dinners, and other events with faculty. Freshmen will jump right into their Core 101 class even before the semester begins next week, says University's Mike Brothers. Students will be grouped with a teacher or advisor who will help them adjust to the campus life and community. He says on Monday, students will take part in what is known as the service plunge.
And that is truly a plunge. Students dive right in. They may be brand new to Springfield, but they're going to learn some things about what Springfield is about by going out and providing some nonprofit volunteer work before they ever even go into a class.
Classes at Drury University begin Tuesday. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.